Hey everybody, today we're going to talk about a task, a simple task you can do to help track your stock. And we're also going to talk about this emergency preparedness plan binder that I have for sale. Hi, I'm Sherrianne Richardson from Experimental Homesteader Exotic Gardening, SherrianneRichardson.com, and BiannualBlogathonBadge.com, and welcome to our daily vlog. So one of the most important things that you can do, an easy task and a great place to start, is to start a survival supply journal to help you track your stock. Because after all, if you don't know what you have, you're either going to duplicate things and end up with a whole bunch of the same thing, or you're going to end up not having something that you actually need. Like for example, maybe you're not thinking about dehydrated or freeze-dried milk, but that's an item that you will most definitely need if you can't get milk from the store or milk from an animal that you own or a neighbor's animal. So keeping track of your supplies is one of the fundamental tasks of prepping. You definitely need to carry this out. This will also help you prevent things going to waste or spoiling, because you can keep track of the expiration date and you can use that item up before it actually goes bad. And again, and make sure you don't overbuy or underbuy, which is really, really, really important. You should always be rotating your stock with the oldest items to the front and the newest items to the back. That's why I said don't go buy 20 of one item, because you may not use that up before the expiration date comes up. Buy one extra, two extra, maybe three extra, depending on, you know, how often do you eat this item. For example, green beans. But if I was buying from the store, I could easily buy four extra cans a week. And we would go through those, because green beans is one of the main vegetables that we eat. Now, if I did that with corn, I'm going to guarantee you some of that corn is going to go bad before it ever gets used up. So then the only thing that I could do to prevent it from just being a complete waste is to either give it away to somebody else that could use it, barter with it, or maybe give it to some of my animals, which I could do. I probably would not with it being store-bought, but I mean, some people do, and that's okay. You don't want to use an electronic spreadsheet for this task. Now, I know the items that I sell are digital, and you can download them. You can certainly use an electronic spreadsheet if it helps you keep track faster, but print it off or put it in your electronic spreadsheet and then write it down on a actual piece of paper or create a binder like I did here to keep track of that. The digital products are easier to get to you, which is why a lot of my products are digital. You can pay for them, you can immediately download them and have them. So, but again, you can get them printed off, and if you don't have a printer, there are places that would print for you. What you want to keep track of is the name of the item, the size of the item, the number of items you have in stock, and the date that they need to be used by. Now, everyone needs to update this journal if you have multiple people buying items, or they need to leave them set out on a countertop or a tabletop and have one person responsible for tracking and putting away. Otherwise, you're going to get things forgotten about, lost, not taken care of the way that they should be, and you're going to end up with that waste that you really don't want. So, with that said, we are going to have a series of these little tasks to help some of you prepare, help some of you think about maybe some things that you haven't prepared for or haven't thought about. And now I want to show you this emergency preparedness plan. I have this both in my Etsy shop, Exotic Gardening Farms. There's a link down below in the description. And I also have it on my other site called shop.experimentalhomesteader.com. I printed this out and I put this in a binder, and I chose a binder that had one of the plastic sleeves on the front so you could put this in. There are also binders that have the plastic on the side, so you could make a strip and you could put it in and put it on your bookshelf and know exactly what it is. You could easily make multiples of these, maybe put one in your vehicles, maybe put one in your bug out bags, maybe keep one at work if you have a place you can lock it up. You know, various places to put this so that you have it if you need it. Okay, and what I like about this, these are fill in the blanks. So you will get a little bit of information. For example, this will take you through your current situation. And then you can put down, like, what are the most likely disasters to happen where you are? Okay, here I would probably put down tornadoes. Possibly a little bit of flooding, but it doesn't usually come this far. So tornadoes would be the big thing, high winds. And then it says, what are you doing to prepare for these already? Maybe you've already prepared for this, you know, maybe you haven't. And then it says, do you consider yourself very prepared, sufficiently prepared, or underprepared? And then it asks about less likely situations that you'd like to prepare for. For example, I think a lot about, well, riots. You know, what if there was riots in the area and they made it this far out? Because we live next to a park, I could see some demonstrations happening at the park. And if they spilled over, possibly spilling in this direction, I mean, you know, I don't know. And then you go through those same questions again. Okay, next, I have a first aid kit list of some pretty basic supplies. And then you could write some other things on here, medications or whatever. There is a short-term and long-term power outage checklist. Again, there's places to write because you may think of some things that are not on here that would be things that you would want. You know, there is a stock your pantry checklist to help you get started stocking your pantry with things like bottled water, freeze-dried food, you know, and places to write. There's also a stock your freezer. Because let's face it, a lot of people have freezers and they want to stock those. You know, my only caution on a freezer, and we have a freezer. My only caution is if you're going to stock the freezer, have a plan in place in case you have a power outage. That plan could be putting multiple blankets over the top of the freezer and not opening it to try to keep the cold air in. That plan could include if the food starts to thaw, to go ahead and can it up, because you could use a canner outside over a wood fire if that's what you had to do. I would suggest practicing if that's what you're going to do. You know, maybe you have a large solar panel and you have a hot plate and you have a way to connect the two and you could can that way. You know, I don't know what you may have. But these are things you may want to think about and plan for. There's also a power fuel supply checklist. And what I want to say about this, you know, batteries, generator, fuel. With the high fuel prices that are going on in the U.S. right now, are you already stocked up on fuel? Are you doing okay? You know, are you afraid there's going to be a shortage and maybe now the prices have gone up, you don't have the money to stock up? Don't just let fuel set and set and set and set in your garage because it will go bad. Rotate it out. If you've already got a huge supply, you know, I know there were people that we went to the gas station and they had containers in the back of their truck and they were buying 100 gallon or more worth of fuel. If they just let that set, and especially if it was in unapproved containers, they're going to find themselves with some problems. in the future. So again, use approved containers for fuel and rotate it out, even though I understand right now prices are really, really high. And you might think, oh, I got this so cheap, and you know, no, 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 rotate it out. That's what you want to do. There is a checklist here for kitchen supplies. And you might think, really? Okay, what about a washing tub to wash your dirty dishes in, unless you intend to use plastic or paper? You know, you're going to need a way to wash dishes. What about a small camping stove? Because you're going to need a way to cook, and then you're going to need fuel for that stove. Now, yes, you could use an open fire. If you have a wood burner, there's a way to cook. If you have a barbecue grill, there's another option, especially if it's charcoal, because you could put wood in place of the charcoal if you had to. But think about these things. There's a section for preparing your home, and I feel like this could help everybody. You know, have you caulked and sealed the windows and doors? What about insulated the water pipes? You know, do you have a NOAA weather radio? Do you have a shelter area? You know, all these things that maybe you think about or don't think about and don't have. You would have a checklist here that you could go through, and you could check off what you have, what you've done. And then you would know, you know, well, look, we didn't do this. We might want to do this. There is a listing for personal care supplies. Oops. Because let's face it, even in a bad situation, you're going to want soap, you're going to want a toothbrush and toothpaste, you know, you're going to need your glasses or contact lenses. If you have babies, you're going to need items for them. There is a medication and health checklist. This is especially going to be useful if you have someone other than yourself that you're responsible for. And you need to make sure that they have their medications. Go ahead and write those down. So even if you forget them, you know what they are and can maybe find a source for them. Get your vehicle ready. Is your vehicle ready if you had to bug out today? If you had to grab and go right now, this minute, is your vehicle ready? Okay. There's also a list for an outdoor survival kit. Because let's face it, you might have to sleep in a tent or under a tarp or under the open sky. You might not be able to get into a house or a hotel. You might not want to sleep in your car. I mean, that may be a safer option, but maybe your car is so small that it just wouldn't be comfortable and it's not going to work. So, you know, think about that. Or what if your vehicle runs out of gas and you have to abandon it? And I know the best practice is to stay with your vehicle, especially in cold weather. But if it's a really dangerous situation and you've got to get out of Dodge right now, the last thing you're going to want to do is deal with a vehicle that's broken down or out of fuel. Okay, next, planning your food supply. This is huge. You have to have food. Okay, so think about how many people are in your household. How many days of what food and water are you planning for? You know, a lot of people are planning for 72 hours. So they're good. Some people are planning for a couple months. But what if the situation goes on for 6 months or a year? Do you have enough food to be able to make it through that time? You know, think about that. You need to think about how you will store it. Over on experimentalhomesteader.com, I have an entire post that talks about different places you can store food, even if you live in an apartment. There are so many places, like under your couch, if you have a couch that sits a little taller, under your bed. You know, there are lots of places that you could store food, but the key is to keep track of that, because you don't want to store food, forget about it, and have it go bad. Another thing to think about is financial preparedness. And so many of us have just had our savings wiped out since COVID has started. Between fewer work hours or maybe no work, rising prices, you know, it's been wiped out. So think about that. I also have in here a 52-week savings plan. And this is one that would be really easy to do. Yes, as the weeks go on and the amount of money gets larger, you're going to have to make a decision. You know, am I going to give up those coffees at Starbucks every week, you know, every day for a week to be able to hit my savings plan? Am I going to give up going out to eat to be able to hit my savings plan? But at the end of the year, if you follow this plan, you could have $1,378 saved up. Doesn't have to be in the bank. It could be in cash, you know, however you want to do it. There's also sheets for preparing for the elderly and preparing for the disabled. Because if you have an elderly person or a disabled person, or you are elderly or disabled, you may need supplies that a younger, able-bodied person don't need. And you need to think about that, because if you take your elderly or disabled person out of their home and they're used to using a wheelchair, they're not going to be able to walk if it comes down to it. You need to take the wheelchair too. So things to think about. Other groups of people to prepare for: preparing for small children and also for pets. Because again, small children and pets have their own needs. And you need to make sure that you have those needs with you, those supplies with you, should you have to bug out. Even if you're staying in your own home, you need to make sure that you have an adequate supply. Because if you don't, you know, somebody's not going to get what they need. Whether it be, you know, pet food that you've ran out of, or diapers for your small child. And those things are going to make an already stressful situation even more stressful. I've got a go bag checklist here. I have quite a few go bag posts over on experimentalhomesteader.com, but this is just a basic so that you can have a checklist and get going, and then you can add other things in. I also have, and I talk a lot about evacuation plans over there, but I have an evacuation plan worksheet here. So if you've thought about making an evacuation plan and you don't have one, this binder is going to be so, so helpful. I have a home inventory worksheet that you could list your really important items in your home. This might be good for insurance needs or for items that you would want to take or, you know, hide someplace if you had the time to be able to do that. Also, important documents. There are many important documents that you want to put in your go bag and take with you. You may not want to keep them in your go bag. You may want to make copies. I know a lot of people wrap their important documents in, you know, they put them in plastic and then they wrap that in aluminum foil and they put them in a freezer. You know, it's said that that keeps them from burning. I don't know if that's true, as I've never had that situation, but that's what a lot of people have told me. There's also a readiness check, and it goes by quarter, and there's actually two pages of these, along with a blank checklist sheet that you can fill out with whatever else you think of that you may want to take with you, or at least secure in a secure place. Again, this is called the Emergency Preparedness Plan Binder. It is up in my Etsy shop. That link is down below in the description. And you can also find it on shop.experimentalhomesteader.com if you want to go over there and get it from there instead of from Etsy. I hope some of these ideas and tips today have encouraged you. Like I said, I really feel it is so, so important to start a survival supply journal to keep track of your stock. There are some sheets in here that could certainly help you to do that. But there's so much more in this binder as well. It is a digital download. You will have to print it yourself, and you will have to put it in a binder like what I did. I like to use these plastic sheets because it's easy to take the piece of paper out and then put it back in, and it keeps it protected. So please subscribe, join our membership, and stay safe out there, guys. Have a great night.